right, here we go.
Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
We are this will be airing in, I think it's Wednesday, June 19th, I believe. We're getting a little bit ahead of it, but we're talking about the concept of Christ clutter in the calendar and how to do it. And you and I, and again, we want to keep helping people understand the beauty of this is that we do take time off.
Yes.
And we do things to recharge and to be with things that are important and to enjoy life together. We recently, Linda and I, got a chance to go to Europe, and we had a leader retreat for a week in the south of France at the, actually, I don't know if people have ever watched the movie Downton Abbey. The second movie called New Era had a villa where grandma inherited this villa in South France. I'm always curious because we're always looking for beautiful places to be. And I just get attracted to them anyway. So I said, hey, I wonder where that is. So I look it up and find out it's a real villa. It's rentable.
Right.
Wow, we could rent that for a week, So we contact them and yeah, you could rent it. And the week worked out really well. And so we rented the villa from the Downton Abbey movie.
Linda sent me pictures and it was absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah, it was breathtaking. And we had 12 couples all in that same place. And we had a one of the things they had in the movie is a ball, and we had a ball.
Right. Literally. And didn't you, making that up that you actually dressed up in a period dress for it?
Yeah, we did. We said, we're going to have a 1920s ball, which is what they had in Downton Abbey movie. And, everybody bring, costumes and dresses and everybody did. And maybe actually we have a couple group pictures we'll put up, try to put up on the website.
Oh, that would be great.
It was fun. We all enjoyed actually getting dressed up. It's kind of funny.
Right.
And we had a good time and we had this dance and ball and the band, we had a quartet that was spectacular. I mean,
how fun.
They played the 1920s music and swing music and they were really, really good, so we had a fun time doing it and enjoyed an evening with the ball. And then, we actually also had a birthday party, an anniversary party. It was my 75th birthday coming up. And then Linda and Preston Pitts, who's their leaders, was their 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, so how special to celebrate both of those things.
Place. So we had a cake and everybody sang and we celebrated that. And we had a gift and cards and.
And when is your actual birthday, Rich?
June 26th.
June 26th. Yep, okay.
Coming up. June's a big month. So Linda and I celebrate our 54th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
75th birthday, 73rd birthday for Linda. And our family all puts that all together.
That's awesome. And her birthday. So you're June 26th, which by the way, my daughter-in-law Olivia is June 26th.
Yeah,
as well.
I know. That was kind of fun. Yeah. Yep.
And then Linda is when?
She's July 2nd.
July 2nd. So
she's
right.
She's okay. A firecracker baby and she's a firecracker.
So fun. That's very fitting for her, right?
Yeah.
What a great way to celebrate.
Yeah. But we do take extra, we had took some extra days and we always build in fun things and you know, basically my routine that I did over there, I didn't do phone calls. I didn't do much business. So I took a real break. Mm-hmm. And we do that frequently. I know you went and saw your mom.
Yeah, that one wasn't as much of a break, but it was a sweet time. There were some things she needed help with. However, Dan and I are leaving tomorrow for Niagara Falls for almost a week.
That's right.
And that will be a beautiful break. So
yeah, that'll be fun to be part of that and hear the roar of that falls.
Yes, absolutely.
But we do take breaks and we do take time off. And as part of we do in Christ Calendar and Clutter in the Calendar, calendar is really critical. So as we talked about the last couple of times, is to rebuild your calendar from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you wrote down all the things you do, but it starts with, you know, my time with God, my time with my wife, my time with my family, then my work.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that's all put together, we start to look at, okay, what other things can I do? Because I'm involved in community. I've got small group,
right.
Church, ministry, our leaders. You know, we talked about that our leaders are committed because of the truth that God has given us.
Right.
That he's actually exploding it around the world. And that's a privilege for us to
And it's a priority, too.
And so it's a priority for us, all of us. But it's at different levels, you know, so mm-hmm. that, you know, you and Dan can do a few more than some others that have kids at home. But what priority can you give it? And if you're doing that, you really can't do a whole lot of other things. Right. You can do some, but not many. So you start rebuilding that from scratch. And then we said that you start layering in, planning the year out mm-hmm. and putting in the trips, the vacations, the things that you're going to have, holidays,
right.
Birthday parties, you know, those kind of things that you really need to put in there. And the opportunities that you're going to have, like when Linda and I, with our grandchildren, they went into that phase of very active in athletics.
Right. And you want to be a part of that, but and you need to have your schedule free for that.
Yeah.
Right?
So we would have to, first of all, recognize, wait a minute, we have to create space for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we cleared off things that, well, you got to stop doing these things because
right.
this is now God's timing for this to be a part of your mm-hmm. life. Okay, so we cleared that off. Now we knew because we couldn't just say, okay, for the next 6 months, this is what it's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's going to be active. We know that they typically would have, you know, maybe a Thursday game or a Friday game or a Saturday game. So we would know it's coming up. And we would then have to calendar it out month by month or week by week.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like? But we had to have the openness to it and
right.
be careful not to overschedule. Like, for example, we do retreats. And what we would do, and this just happened, by the way, with our leader retreat in France, is that our grandson, the day we're taping today, he's graduating. Aiden is graduating from high school
at
Valor. And Linda says, you make sure
that we're back.
That you don't schedule a retreat then. You know? So I looked at the calendar. This is interesting. By the way, the calendar was for 2 days from now is when they had it scheduled.
Hmm.
So when I set the schedule for the retreat, I gave myself 2-day freeway.
Right.
Guess what? They moved it a day.
Oh, my goodness.
But I had already given myself 2 days leeway. So I could be back.
And thankfully.
Then Linda says now, I've had a dream that we get stuck and we can't come, you know. And so I say, okay, let me look at it. And I did, we'll go back and look at our flights. And we only had an hour and a half layover to make our flight from Germany. And so
right.
I said, I'm going to, you know, Father, should I change it? Yep. So I went back and moved our first flight earlier. So we had a longer layover in Germany so I could catch it. So we for sure could get back because now that we know this,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't schedule. So when we had their schedule for athletics, and we didn't have to go to every one of them. We could miss a few, but fundamentally it was, okay, let me schedule the retreats when I know that it doesn't impede on their schedule, or to know that during that particular time we can't go, but the rest of them we can. So it takes a lot of work to keep asking the Father, how do I do this? How do I do this? And you got to keep up on it.
Right. Well, and I just want to highlight something you said there that I think is such a beautiful example in this one with Aiden's graduation, is it's not only keeping up with it and pruning and then setting the calendar, but it is that flexible responsivity to what God prompts or leads or highlights or gives you an unction. Yep. Linda's dream, you did not dismiss that as, oh, Linda, you're just worrying about whatever. Right. You took that to the Father. Hey, what do you have to say about this? Is this something to pay attention to? And you did.
Yep.
And I think that's beautiful flexibility to note, because we can, you know, even when we're abiding and listening and setting things out, we can miss things.
Yes.
And it's the Holy Spirit's job, when we're walking with him, to help course correct, right?
That's
and that
right.
was what that was. That dream was simply a course correction. Hey, you were almost there, Rich, but this part, you know, this wasn't quite it. So pay attention. I have something better for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I love that you were that responsive. And so, but you were able to be responsive because there was margin in your schedule. So yeah. you could,
yeah.
right?
And Linda was happy.
And Linda was happy.
We made it back and we're going to his graduation. And so that's kind of fun. But, that's that, you know, and keep thinking as you're putting together your calendar, it's prioritization.
Mm-hmm.
How do we address the most important things that God has said, this is what I want you involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, he said, first of all, I want you to abide in me and right. stay abiding in me, stay connected to me, give it the energy and the time. Learn to do my will, which takes energy and time.
Right, right.
And then he says,
which, by the way, if you're too busy to do that, you're busier than he intends you to
exactly,
be.
Exactly, 100%.
So know that.
And then I need you to keep making your marriage a priority. Your kids, your grandkids are going to be a priority. You have work. That'll become a priority.
Mm-hmm.
So that the aspect of processing that, and being able to understand that your time with God, your time with each other, your time with your family, your time with work, these are priorities, and then you have time for ministry. And so you can't set it where I only do these following things. It's just that I have these as priorities, mm-hmm. which means I don't do other things, so I keep margin, and then I got to play it out. Week by week
right.
by week. How does that look this week? How does this work this week? How are we doing? What else do we need to do? Are we there? And pruning, remember, is a constant thing.
Right.
It's always cutting back. It's always changing. And we have to address it. Well, one of the questions that last time you brought up, which is really a good one, was how do we as a couple handle that we have different paces?
Mm-hmm.
Or different capacity.
Right, which happens very often in marriages.
Yeah, yeah. So that for Linda and I, we do have different capacities. So that, you know, and I'll just, this is hypothetical, by the way, it's not. But for me, and I know that this would not be God's will 100% anyway, but I could do a retreat every other week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not a problem for me. I find great joy in it. I'm prepared.
Right.
I don't, it's because we don't teach.
It's life-giving for you.
Yeah. We don't teach material.
Mm-hmm.
It's not content that I got to prepare for. It's life that I've already abided in.
Mm-hmm.
As this retreat we did in Europe on intercessory prayer, I had spent, you know, 7-8 months
mm-hmm.
Working it through and practicing it myself, so that when I went to lead it at the retreat, it wasn't like, well, I got to make sure I look at my notes and what am I supposed to say here and what, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's the Word of God,
right?
That I already know this. I've spent this much time in it. I know this. I've experienced mm-hmm. it. I can now relate it. And of course, we always do it in a what's called a didactive approach, which is read the word. What does the word have to say? And then I can add to insight, you know, that I've gotten from it. So for me, could I do that every other week? I could.
Right.
And I could do it. It would not be draining for me. And the need is there. I could even do it if because of the need. Well, Linda can't.
Right.
She,
and that's not wrong or less than. It's simply how she's created. She has a different bandwidth.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now, on top of it, so there's two issues here. One, number one, okay, Rich, you could do it. My question to him, am I called to do that?
Mm.
And forget about Linda for the moment. The answer is no.
Mm.
Because I have other things for you to be involved in. And by the way, weekends, you're going to have time for you and Linda. You're going to have time for you and your kids, for you and your grandkids, you and your small group. So, no, even if both of you could.
Right.
I'm not calling you to do that because I need to sort that through so that you have rest, you have recreation. Mm-hmm. And even though you think you could do it.
Right.
If you did do it at that pace, you would wear yourself out.
Right. And it's interesting, even as you say that, I'm reminded of that saying too, you know, you need to pay attention. There is a difference between God, between opportunities and God-given assignments.
Talk a little bit about that so we understand.
There's so many opportunities of good things. You know, you're talking about being able to do retreats. Wouldn't that be a good thing if I could do that every other weekend? If I could just do more of them, if I could, you know, serve on this committee, if I can teach here, you know, God has given me all of this. It must be a good thing for me to go and do more of that. Yet if we embrace everything, every opportunity that comes our way, we will literally deplete ourselves. There's no way to live in the sweetness of life and pursue every opportunity versus taking any opportunity that we're given, even the one that looks the very best and sounds so life-giving, and saying, Father, is this an assignment for me?
Right.
Because again, when we come back to John 15:1-5, you know, apart from me, you can do nothing. I can do a lot of good things on the strength and ideas of Kathy, but they're not going to have the eternal fruit of doing the assignments that God has chosen and empowered me to do.
Yep.
And those will not deplete me.
Yep. Yep. And the and remember that involves discipleship and intercessory prayer is see that as we get into the depth of that, it's really a discipling life. And it's not, oh, yeah, I'll pray for you. It's, no, I'm going to engage with you. And my role in intercessory prayer is to serve as God's priest. And the one aha that everybody got was God says, as a priest, your first job is to minister to him, to God.
Mm.
Like, huh. And we understood what that meant. Seek his will, process him, be with him, process life with him. Then I'll help you understand the will for this person you're interceding with. And it takes time. It takes processing. And so not only, you know, like we do retreats, but then we have people that we spend time with.
Right.
You only have so much capacity for that. Number one.
The line gets really long sometimes, right?
and you can't overdo that because then you become fruitless. And then on top of it, and I said this at the retreat up, is I said that the one thing I've learned about intercessory prayer and about discipling is as I'm doing that with other people, I am doing it on my schedule, not theirs. And what I mean by that is, first of all, it generally there's nothing urgent to it, generally.
Right.
If there is an urgency, if somebody called up and say, I got a real problem and I really need some help right now, we'll certainly be available to them. No problem. But generally speaking, it's not that urgent. It's not that problematic where they have to have something. So if somebody says, okay, I'd like you to help me. I just had a new one today that came in and said, actually somebody, you know, and they said, we got several things that are sticky for us. Could you help us?
Right.
Sure. And she said, let me know when it's convenient for you.
Right.
Because, by the way, that's what I say.
Right, right.
So I'll look at my calendar, and then I'll say, okay, I can see you, you know, next week at this day, and we can come up with some times. By the way, it's not going to be at night because Linda and I have already processed right. that. We've already learned, and I've had to be reinforced with this, by the way. It's not going to be Sunday.
Mm-hmm. That's your Sabbath day.
That's Sabbath day. I'll pick a day and a time, and I've got to look at my calendar. Okay, I got some opening here. And it'll be, you know, 30 to 40 minutes. Okay, great. And by the way, everybody says fine.
Right.
That's good. I can do that. And so it keeps getting pushed out. And everything that comes in is done when I have capacity to be able to do it. I don't allow mm-hmm. myself, like if I have, let's say a couple of calls, let's say on a Tuesday or three on mm-hmm. a Tuesday, and the next person calls, could I do it on Tuesday? The answer is no.
Right.
I can't do any more that day.
Right. So I have a funny one for you to share.
Yep.
Of a complete failure, by the way.
we always like to hear about those too.
Yeah, I tend to be the one who brings the failure stories, right? So I think I've shared on here before that for the summer, God highlighted to me, you know, that time I spend usually Wednesday mornings. I have this, I'm part of a mentor mom program. And then Wednesday afternoons, I serve in our coffee shop at our church, which is in a mall, and great time to pray with people, just to interact. Random people will show up in the mall. I also had a good friend recommend to me, because we live a good distance from our church, that I kind of set that coffee shop time up as my office hours for people who live nearby there too. So that I'm not driving out there multiple times or whatever for phone calls and for one-on-ones. And so Wednesday afternoons, I was doing a lot of my one-on-ones when I was at the coffee shop. Mm. Well, for the summer, God said, clear the afternoon, clear your Wednesdays. That's going to be time with Anna. And that's not to be time for one-on-ones. And then very quickly, without realizing it, all of a sudden, all those one-on-ones I put on there, I'm running around like a crazy woman, chicken with my head cut off, trying to fit all these one-on-ones and driving three times as many times down there to do this and all of that. And very quickly, by the end of 1 week, it only took me 1 week to realize what I had done, but it did take me that first week. I'm like, oh my goodness. And I was talking to my friend Kelly, and she's like, well, you got rid of your coffee shop time. I'm like, you're right. I got rid of the coffee shop time. And in my mind, you know, just how quickly we forget, I was like, well, I was supposed to clear that. I wasn't supposed to clear all my discipleship times. And so I didn't take control. I didn't ask God to show me how to control what of those I kept and how I navigated that, because I had consolidated them into a window. What does that look like now? And so just like that, I was back in a chaotic week going, oh my goodness, I need to learn the word no again. And I literally just cleared my calendar.
Yeah.
So it's interesting how we can do that. And God will quickly highlight, because you know when you're running like a crazy woman, right?
Yep, exactly.
So.
So it's always, you know, being open to what God would say. So this issue of different paces, and Kathy, why don't you go ahead and just read again the verse we picked up last time, James 1, 5 to 8, is you're seeking not, here's how I think I should do this, but rather wisdom from God. So if you lack wisdom, yes. what do we do?
Says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
Yeah. So it's always to seek wisdom and confirm that wisdom with God, saying, I'll give it to you generously. I'll give it to you precisely. Mm-hmm. Believe that I'll get it to you and keep working it. And are we in God's wisdom? Are we walking in his will? So mm-hmm. if you and your spouse have different paces, a different capacity, you both have to come together and work that through in your calendar mm-hmm. that works for both of you. So that, like, for example, Linda, you know, she could not handle literally, generally speaking, not more than one retreat per month. Once in a while, back to back is okay. But so I got to, first of all, work that schedule with her. And then, by the way, it becomes dynamic. Like, for example, she knew we were doing our leader retreat in May. Aiden's graduation is in May. She said, Rich, I need some rest as well. Would you please not schedule another retreat in May? Sure. No problem. And so we work out both fundamental structure, but we then work precise structure as we look forward, because we got to do retreats like three or four or five months ahead. Okay, Linda, here's the next 5 months. What works for you? Go ahead.
So that is super practical, which I appreciate. But can you talk us through a little bit of the emotion and the communication that goes on behind that? Because I'm thinking of, you know, I'm thinking of situations even of a good friend who still has young kids at home, sports, whatever. You know, the husband is high capacity, wants sports all the time, yet she's the one driving them everywhere and trying to do it all. And they're at very different places. And honestly, it's a very, even both, you know, wanting, like, how do you navigate that? The emotions, like, it probably is legitimately frustrating to you at times.
Yep.
And it's probably very frustrating to Linda at times. So get in the nitty gritty of how you navigate that, if you don't mind, because I think people out there are feeling the tension. It's great to say, well, we'll just sit down and do this so nicely. It doesn't always look like that, though.
Okay.
So.
Okay. This actually we're out of time for this, but.
Oh, sorry.
we'll bring it up because the next session then will be June the 25th. And that'll be Monday the 25th. And we'll bring this back up and we'll talk the next piece of this, which is we know we're talking a little bit about the what, which we need to process a little bit further. And you're talking about kind of an important element. How do you do this?
right.
and this is kind of a wonderful, as we learn the life of God, this piece of it is critical.
Good.
To be able to live this out, because otherwise we wind up in conflict and we just kind of do what we want. And we really, in a sense, hurt the other party.
Right.
And there's some anger or resentment being built up.
And we
there.
Can become silos very quickly that way. Yeah.
Or just go to resignation. Well, okay, I'm going to be stuck with this. And that's it. You know, and then there's no hope for me. And by the way, what it does is wear you down, which is what we're trying to say is, hey, this is an opportunity to go the other direction and get refreshed. So Heavenly Father, thank you for even Kathy bringing that up. It's important. And you want us to cover it, and we will. And so we pray that we do. We know that there's different pace. There's calendaring to be done, purpose to do this. And we just pray that people more and more will recognize it, have a heart to really get into it. Because it's not just concept. It has to be reality for us. We thank you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. And thank you to everyone for joining us today. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.